to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. This is a very special episode because it is our very first clip show. It's full of stuff we couldn't fit into the regular episodes for various reasons. Sometimes we had to cut stuff for time. Sometimes we just got a little bit too far off topic. Sometimes it's just stuff we can't put into the show because they're just glorious mistakes. But regardless of why they were cut, here are some of our best moments that we couldn't put into the regular show, here to see the light of day on the internet, where such things belong.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Crow, and with my co-host, Thaxos.
Hey.
And with us always is Frost.
Yellow.
And Tobias Creed.
Hi, hi, hi.
That's insane.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone there.
Listen, you guys gotta, like, every month when we do this podcast, my hello will always be different.
Good.
So
there
keep
are only
up.
So many ways to say hello. I don't know if you know how many years we've been doing this. We've run out, sir.
I guess we'll get to that.
Commend your effort.
I've been thinking about throwing in the Crow yo. You know, it's like, and Crow from the Wapple Clan. Yo.
The Crow yo. That sounds like a weird toy.
That or some kind of weird frozen yogurt.
Keep an eye out on the Merc store as we'll be coming up with a new Crow yo in
All right, you want me to boogie on with this?
Yes. I'm just trying to figure out the usual problem of a good segue.
Creed's Corner.
Creed's Corner!
Oh, I thought you were going to go.
Oh.
All right. Creed's Corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new segment.
Right.
Tobias, take it away.
Oh my god, you guys should go to ducksarethebest.com.
Ducksarethebest.com.
Yeah, but I like ducks.
Holy shit, my computer's dying.
Alright. Oh god, and there's music.
I didn't hear the music.
Oh god, it's the DuckTales theme.
Is it seriously?
It is the DuckTales theme!
What? Oh my god, that's weird. That is the radio station's website, guys.
What, sanger.dk?
What is it? Ducksareawesome.com?
Ducksarethebest.com.
Okay, we gotta do that.
Yeah, ducksarethebest.com. Yes.
Ducksarethebest.com.
Yeah. Misha, what was it that you... Okay, restarting. Misha, how exactly did you determine your Mandalorian's name? Oh, that's bull. Misha, how did you pick your Mandalorian's name? Misha, how did you pick your Mandalorian's name? There we go.
Well, Frost. It's so hard when you mess up the question six times and then I have to answer like
that. Misha, how did you pick your Mandalorian's name? Misha, how did you pick your Mandalorian's name? Misha, how did you pick your Mandalorian's name?
Oh, hi, I didn't see you there.
Oh, Jesus. Of course you didn't see them there. It's a radio commercial.
Hello and welcome to this month's episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am Crow. And with me this month... with me. with me this month. So well.
Yeehaw.
All right, let's try that one more time.
Moving right along, we've got a little bit of Star Wars news as well. There's not too much news all in all, but the little bit of news we do have is that...
Oh, you finally said that.
I realized I hadn't actually posted this info. I had just written it up as a message and never sent it.
Yeah, I'm just sort of sitting here going, yeah, we'll cover things.
We'll get through it somehow.
And for July, we had Carlo Navarro, Macris Brick of one of them hot plans.
I like that name, Carlo Navarro. It sounds like from like a fairy tale.
Honestly, that should be his Merc name.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try that again.
All right.
Legitimate editing thing here. Thaxos, just play along here.
Okay.
And we have Thaxos.
Hey, hey.
All right. Awesome. Cool. No.
He's been here the whole time. Thank you, Magic.
I thought you were going to be like, and here's Thaxos. He was extremely late today, so we're going to call him out right now.
Oh, we threw in a few Canadian jokes earlier just to, you know, keep it right.
Just to smooth things over.
Keep it real.
Yep.
So when we're done, we're going to need a couple reaction grunts from you.
Hey, hold on. Sean, I need you to go ahead and just say this after I do. You know, that's very true. I've always thought of it that way.
I don't know.
Smart man.
All right.
Sean does not want me to complete the soundboard.
Nope. I'm sure he will eventually, though.
In our house, we had a guy named Bear and a guy named Dragon. Dragon did all our Klingon stuff, so he was pretty cool. Yeah, Dragon was the same physique as Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he got to actually wear the armor he was making for Mr. Freeze. That was fun seeing him test fit the armor before shipping it out. But yeah, so
I'm gonna have to cut in one. I'm gonna have to cut in and just give you one small piece of information, or rather, it's a question that I need to ask you.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Oh God, damn it!
The Ice Age!
Oh, you girly men. Want to stretch out your buttocks and make a flabber hammock?
Does a backplate have to be a single piece, or can it be several? It can be 30 pieces, as long as it looks good.
As long as it covers two-thirds of the width and two-thirds of the height, I believe. Right, Tony?
Yes. And
can it be 31 pieces?
Could be 31.
It could be 5.
Yeah, it could be 5. I had one that's 2.
It very well could be 5.
Technically, it can be no pieces if you have a cape.
Oh, don't get Brian started.
For now.
No. That's my pet peeve.
That's not what I was told. I had to have a backplate, even though it's almost completely covered by my cape. That's what I got done.
Keyword almost.
Almost, yes.
No,
I
it's
hate
pretty
capes.
Much, it's pretty much completely covered.
And then,
but it's not.
Pretty much.
And then the third question was, how do you make your own armor? So, we can skip all of those.
You go to D4.
Time and effort.
Yeah. Tim and Erft.
Cardboard and fiberglass.
No, Brian, we're on the same wavelength on capes, even though I have a cape, but that's why my second kit is...
I don't think you're on the same wavelength there.
No, we are. I'm bracketing my head how I'm going to attach this thing with Tom's jetpack and do it strapless.
Strapless.
Magnets. Oh, you want a strapless.
Strapless always work. It's yes. No.
I was just marking that one for you there.
Like, dogging with strapless, or you know, really doing anything high intensity in terms of like aerobics or anything.
Yeah, Tony, you're gonna have to just cut down on the skipping around.
Mm. Well, you know,
skipping.
You know me.
I do
like to skip. I mean, I'm the guy who broke his ankle walking out of the gym, so.
It happens.
Did you
always
skip
hated
flag day?
Did I skip flag day?
Leg.
No, I didn't.
No, I think that's the problem.
All right. So, do we have any other questions we want to hit up? I think that's the most of the real good ones.
Yeah.
Some named Eric asked if I ever considered adding a 45 or a 78 turntable to my gauntlets. Just you wait, sir. I work at a record store.
I know you do. Like I said, it should happen. And then you can just play Monkees albums on all the time.
Wow.
We got to come up with a name for that, the helmeted wandering eye.
Oh my God.
Oh. I'm sure someone will think of one.
All right, podcasters. All six who listen to us, that's your task for the week.
Yep.
And I spent, oh goodness, 5-6 years of my life working at one zoo with primates, and we had both types of primates, both the upper order and the lower order. So we had lemurs, and then we also had spider monkeys and squirrel monkeys, and yeah, you...
Oh, that's where you met... That's where you met Brian.
Brian's a fox. I met Brian in a coffee shop.
Oh, you met him at the other exhibits.
He was having a muffin, and he was sitting all by himself, and I thought he was very... I was just kind of really... just kind of intrigued by this guy who was just kind of sitting there all by himself eating his muffin. And it turned out that he was meeting... We were both meeting a mutual friend there for an event, and that's how I met him. But it turns out that I had actually met him 5 or 6 times before that, because...
Yeah.
Oh, come on! Stop to blame.
I'm sorry. It's my own fault. I did bring it upon us.
Joe can totally say it. Go ahead and say it, Joe. What was that? Was that girl brain? Yes, it was.
Yep, I love Brian.
Edit!
Okay.
When did this start happening? I need to see this.
Yeah, I did not know about this brigade, this page either.
It happened, the brigade Facebook's been around a while, and then Roki started getting a little help.
Burn! Burn!
No! Oh my God, I didn't mean it!
Let me go find my Ohio battleship gif, hold on.
Go ahead. Please take that out. I so don't want him to think that was a burn.
I better go make some content for this page now, I guess.
No, but really, please take that out.
Okay, I'll take it out.
The Brigade Facebook page has been around for a while.
You gonna answer the question?
He said it's five.
It's five. It's five.
Oh, so you got the WF extra small, didn't you?
I did.
Fantastic. So we're gonna do some news now.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do some news now.
We do have some good news.
Yeah, we got the Orirama. What's that? Orirama Lama Kadoodle.
The Orirama
Lama, Lama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
The what?
Orirama Lama Ding Dong.
So yeah, you three that are actually in this thing, how the hell do you actually pronounce it?
Oriramakad?
Oriramakad. How do you not pronounce it, dude?
Dude, I speak one language. I speak English.
Poorly.
All right, fine. I speak Maine.
I've been arguing with quite a few people about Vertica. No. did you read the back of the book? Because it's K-A-Y.
What?
It's not Ka. Okay.
I do believe.
To be fair, it's none of those things because it's not canon anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut your face!
Burn.
Well,
it's canon.
Shots fired.
If we were going based on what the author had intended, she has actually commented that the pronunciation of Mandoa and all that fun stuff doesn't really matter because you're inevitably going to get in a culture that's got all sorts of different races people that pronounce it in all sorts of different ways. So
oh,
as long
so,
as the intent
oh, sorry,
of the word
so
is
it's potato, potato.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
When it's spelled out in the back of the book as K-A-Y, no,
that's
it's
the
not
quote
Ka.
Official.
All right,
but...
this isn't the freaking snake from
Jungle
Book.
Hold on. Let me propose this to you.
Sorry. Is it bro in your region or is it bra?
No. How about this?
It's
how
buddy.
Do you spell the word kelp? Because
sorry,
I know that Moose does it a little bit differently than we do.
Wait, what now?
Spell the word color.
Oh, with a U in the middle?
Get out of
yes,
here.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point. Is
it's not in the middle, though.
Well, people who are
sorry, towards
Concord
the end.
Have a different accent than people who are from Concord Dawn. Just look, everybody on Concord Dawn's a Kiwi, whereas apparently everybody on Mandalore, at least according to Clone Wars,
is an American pretending to be British.
Yeah, I was about to say, is American pretending to be British? So,
look, I know my alphabet from A to Z, okay?
It's not that far-fetched for them to have accents that sound a little different. They're going to have different pronunciations for words and vowel sounds. Just like it's Spanish. It's the same language between Mexico, South America, and Spain, but they all sound different.
They sure do. I just got done working at about 1,000 of them, and it's fantastic how they're trying to explain to me some words.
Yeah, well, and how the slang's all different, too.
Yeah, totes my
goats. Get into that later, though.
Where was crap? Where
unrelated.
All right, or Rama Lama Kadoodle.
Or Rama Kadoodle. I just got this here.
You got to scroll to the doobly-doo?
Yeah, there is this, which a couple of you have already seen this before. Message that the Mercs Facebook
oh,
got.
Ad, yeah. I didn't run into him there.
That they didn't
thankfully.
Speak Mandalore.
Well, any time that I have to say, okay, guys, look at this
yeah.
on a podcast.
Pretty much the matter waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you're going to see people because they don't speak Mandalore, clearly they're not real Mandalorians.
Those
are real lightsabers.
Comments like that.
From people I get.
Well, those are, I mean, that guy, he responded back, and I mean, he's clearly just sort of giving us, like, you know, elbowing us, just saying, hey, yeah. I'm more of a nerd than you. And it's like, well, that's up for debate, my friend. One of us is dressed like an action figure. The other one's trying to out-nerd the action figure.
I was about to say, how about son, the next time you make a sword, tell me how awesome you are, and then maybe I'll consider talking again.
This is why if you actually translate the Mando letters on my armor going down the front, it says Biggie and Tupac live.
I had forgotten that.
Because my second kit, I had Mando writing on it, and then I had kids coming up and wanting the translation. It's like, it's just some words from a book. Finally, like, I gave him something to read. It's like, here you go, Biggie and Tupac live. Thug life.
Down in
don't you joke about Tupac, bro.
That's right.
Don't even joke.
He's still alive.
Don't even joke.
He never died.
The Arizona folk. The Arizona folk actually on a lot of their, I guess, promotional material or any sort of anything they've built basically that's got Mandoa letters on it, or half. I think half of the members' armor, in fact, in Mandoa font, they've got. That's what she said.
That's fantastic.
Excellent.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
I approve. I'm not even on any kind of team whatsoever, but hey, all you listeners out there, I approve of that. If you put on your kit.
I don't even know if this is going to make it into the podcast.
You shut your face. Yeah,
this is
so all you listeners there is going to be us.
Hey, that kid's he's a piece of work.
But suffice
to
say,
survival of the quittest.
Yeah. Suffice to say, if your indicator for how cool a club is whether or not they speak the fictional made-up complex code correctly, you need to get your priorities in order.
Yeah, I see a dude dressed as a Klingon. I don't care whether or not he speaks Klingon.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
just
care
like, I'm just like, dude, that forehead prosthetic is awesome.
Doesn't matter if he plays Kerplunk or not.
I don't care.
I was about to say, he doesn't have to...
Even better.
Because I don't know what that is.
He could just be playing on Hamlet at you, and you'd be okay. He'd be like, yep.
I have to play Destiny every night. I have a life.
Oh, Rama God. Holy Rama God.
Or Aramacad.
So to start off, we have, like I said, Misha is one of our new cast members. For those of you who listened last month, she was our very special guest last month. And she was so good, we decided to keep her on. She does also have the big advantage of being a girl. So whenever we have a girl armor question, that does make the answer just a hair more legitimate than usual. That was terrible.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Because I'm a girl.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. We have to have the token white girl in here, apparently.
We do.
Yeah, you might want to do over on that.
Tell us about the pumpkin spice coffee.
No,
I'm making this crap up as I go.
That was amazing.
You've had all month to write some kind of introduction. At least a week and a half to think of something, and that's what you give her.
Yeah. No, yours is even shorter. Don't worry.
Super excited to be a girl, and I'm super happy that for once in my life, it's actually gotten me something.
Yeah, congratulations.
Blooper reel.
Back to the 1960s, oh yeah.
The past 5 minutes is blooper reel material.
It's
right
like
there.
Mad Men.
I need Emma Watson in here to tell me if it's okay or not.
We're still paying her less, though.
That's why you need Emma Watson in here.
Yep.
What's less than zero? Does she owe us money?
Yeah.
All right, where are your dues, Misha? Come on.
I think being here is dues enough.
More like tolerating my bull.
Pretty much.
I love you.
Where did this go?
She says, planning my death.
Oh, no, no. If I wanted that, it would have already happened.
The the Skittles Award, which is most colorful picture, goes to a bunch of Mando words from some clan out there. Congratulations to those guys.
Jagular clan.
With all those Mando names.
Come on, read them out.
I've chosen okay. four of them, so they need the props.
Okay, Vorpan Karam, Sin Nirobe. I hate myself for all this. Senyar Ordo. That's not a real word. Cirque. Sorry, everybody. Rusalon Ordo. Korek. And Jagan Ordo. Sorry, everybody, for pronouncing your names wrong, but congratulations! Oh, yeah! And all that stuff. Mandalorian Mercs for the win! You're going to have to help me out here with this one, Thaxo. Shasul Holdad.
Shasul Holda.
Shasu Holda, our yeah. Dallas, as people call him.
All right, Scott, are you needing a break? Because we can take a break. Right
I already did it.
You just did it now.
He's got his own buckets.
I am not drinking any Mountain Dew in your house. And with us as special guest from Vok Chi Clan in England, we have Saz.
I'm doing this interview naked.
The PR guy says this too, you know. It's like, you mind your P's and Q's, and this guy's like, I'm naked.
Well, no, well, he's still minding his P's and probably his Q's.
I'm definitely minding my P, I'll tell you that right now. It's very cold. It's very cold here in England.
Oh my god.
What is your ethnicity?
Moose.
There you go. All right, now do it again.
It's fine.
What are you, Cuba Gooding Jr.? Is Lando Calrissian?
Hey, it's fine.
I was going with Terrence Howard.
Oh, dude, Prince is Lando Calrissian.
Dude, that would be epic.
I would Charlie love the shit out of that. Dude, the holiday special would be baller.
Wouldn't need a wardrobe department.
That's right.
He shows up.
You have a half cape? Oh, of course I have a half cape.
Of course I have a half cape. Oh my god.
Cloud City, purple rain.
That is about all the extra material we have for you on this, our first ever blooper reel show. We hope you enjoyed it, and on behalf of myself, Thaxos, Frost, Tobias Creed, Misha Kitty, Amvindum, Saz, Ulrich Cantier, Lone Wolf, Hunter 77, Solus Ram, and anyone else we had on that I can't remember, thank you for listening, and we will be back next month for your first real episode of 2015.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.